Jim and Marjorie are on 96.9 Boston Talks.
747, 49 degrees going up today. Mostly sunny, beautiful, 74. Despite public demand, he's back anyway with goings on in and around Boston, as he is every Friday at 745. That'd be Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jim, and I really appreciate you guys continuing to have me in spite of the public protest over me doing this every week.
My view is you do what's right regardless of what the listeners think, and obviously in your case we've decided to do that. Now, other than the 100th anniversary of Fenway, which I'm sure you don't even know is happening, what is happening this weekend in and around Boston? Please, Carl.
I'll tell you what's happening, but first, yes. A fond farewell to Levon Helm. What a shame.
Oh, my God. Well, we're going to play. We're actually going to play some clips from the single great in the 9 o'clock hour. You can actually call back. What's the greatest concert or music movie ever? And if anybody doesn't think it's The Last Waltz, the final band concert, they are out of their mind. He was a genius. I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely, The Last Waltz. I'm glad I got to see him a few years ago up at one of the Rambles, and just making plans to take my boys up there. So everyone's really bummed out. It was a terrible loss.
Okay, so what's happened this weekend?
Now let's do some funny stuff. How about this? The Miracle Worker, Jim.
Oh, I love that. It was fabulous. About
it's
what's her
great,
face?
Yeah, it's a great what's her face.
Helen Keller, right?
Yeah, the Wheelock Family Theater. Now, this is William Gibson's famous play built around the relationship between Anne Sullivan and Helen Keller.
Yeah.
And tell me if you're with me here. Helen Keller's going to be a dream role for an actor.
Why?
Because there's no lines to remember, right?
That is horrible.
Just a lot of grunts and squinting arm movement.
That is really totally inappropriate. Helen Keller was deaf, dumb, blind. Well, you shouldn't say dumb. I mean, she couldn't, whatever. Everybody knows who Helen Keller.
Yeah,
okay, fine. Thank you. Okay, well, when is that again?
Wheelock Family Theater. Tomorrow night, 3 p.m.
Okay. The links to all this stuff are on our website. If Carl is totally confusing you, which I'm sure he will, just go to our website. What else you got, Carl?
Big Apple Circus.
Love it.
Yeah, it's great. Boston City Hall Plaza.
Yeah.
Today starts at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
They bill it as, quote, an all-new show.
Sure.
Now, come on, a circus? There's nothing new about a circus. It's elephants, and it's men in tights. It's usually some unusual Italian family or trapeze artists. But then I read on, and they said, quote, frolicsome dogs and a porcupine.
Excuse me?
Frolicsome dogs and a porcupine. So this really is new.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they pulled a page from the New Hampshire Swingers Party manual.
Okay, fine. It's not porcupine. It's
porcupine.
It's not porcupine.
Well, it is porcupine. That's
whatever.
How it's spelled.
What else you got?
Porcupine is a lot more fun to say.
Okay,
though.
Fine. That's today at the Big Apple Circus. Okay, what else is happening?
Death Cab for Cutie.
What is that exactly?
I bet you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think so. No, it's tomorrow night, though. I know that.
Yeah, who's clueless now?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Wang Theater, and I heard this title. I thought someone had secretly taped me during one of my Ambien-induced sleepwalks, but it turns out this is the name of a great band, Grammy-nominated album called Codes and Keys. Ironically, the same things that those Secret Service agents gave to their hooker friends down there.
Do you see the picture of the so-called hooker? She calls herself an escort. Do you see the picture in the New York Daily News?
No, I'm sorry to say I didn't.
Believe me, you're sorry to say you didn't.
Okay,
so what are they called? What are these people called? Death Cab for Cutie?
Death Cab for Cutie. That's a band
at
the Wang Theater. Yeah, codes and keys, but no cash.
Okay,
and that's
fine.
Where the trouble began.
What else you got?
Boston Comic Convention at the Heinz Convention Center. And
which obviously means you will not be there.
Well, you know, I'm not a big comic book collector like you are.
Oh, it's comic books. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's not comic. It's comic books and stuff like that.
Fine.
You know what it is.
Okay, fine.
Listen, if you're into people watching, this is like watching germs grow on a glass slide under a microscope. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, right? I would say get a little buzz on. It's 4:20. Bring a lawn chair and just take it all in.
Now, that is at the Heinz Convention Center. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. You forgot to say that. Bring it. Like, really try to bring it on this one. Give me one more. Really bring it, okay?
There'll be a lot of, like, Buddy Holly-looking characters there. This is my favorite event possibly of the year.
What is
it? Free Grilled Cheese Day.
Hello.
Yeah, Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m. at Cheese Boy. Cheese Boy, I guess, was America's first quick service grilled cheese franchise concept, and they're celebrating, I didn't know this, National Grilled Cheese Month.
This month?
Yeah, with a free grilled cheese giveaway. Creamy white American cheese on Italian bread. Is there a better comfort food in the world?
No. Well, thank you. Carl, can I make a suggestion? I hope you're not offended by this. Every week at 7:45, you give us at least your take on the greatest events in and around Boston. Often, you don't even know where they are. Occasionally, you don't even know what they are. Is that a fair assumption?
That's fair. You know, I got a general idea where Boston is.
That's good enough. Now, so what I did today, again, I hope you're not invited. I invited a friend of mine who actually knows what she's talking about. She's an accomplished filmmaker, award-winning, former lawyer, former Olympic rower in the Barcelona Olympics. She actually has a movie that's being shown this weekend. I asked her to come on. We're going to see how she does, and then you can comment on her presentation. Is that all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, I'm joined by my friend Mary Mazzio, who has a new film just coming out. It's called Apple Pushers. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Fine. Now, we just had Carl from New Hampshire doing his thing. It was abysmal, as usual. Can you tell, what are you doing this weekend that people might want to go to, Mary Mazzio?
So, Whole Foods is kicking out Pushers in theaters across the country in about 5 to 8 cities. And this weekend will be in Boston, Sunday, Earth Day, April 22 at 6 p.m. at the Fenway Regal.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love for people to come out and see the film, support the film.
What is Apple? I know what it is, but what is Apple Pushers? It's your latest film from 50 Eggs Production. What is Apple Pushers about?
It's about first-generation immigrants who come to the United States, and they're in New York, and they're pushing, they're pushcart vendors, right? Mm-hmm. They're starting their lives and livelihoods on the street, as many of our great-grandparents did as peddlers. And they're pushing fruits and vegetables into low-income neighborhoods where they're called food deserts, right? You can't find an apple, find an orange, you can't find a kumquat. And it's a really moving story of their lives and the effort that they're doing in sort of in the face of the obesity epidemic that's affecting inner cities.
Now, before I ask you how people get tickets and what the website, you shouldn't say it's a very moving picture of it because you made the movie. You should say other people have told me.
I didn't say the film was moving, although I'd like to think that. But their stories are very moving.
Oh, they're okay. That's better. Now, how do we get tickets for this thing? 6 o'clock Sunday night at the Fenway Regal. How do we get tickets?
ApplePushers.com. We have a dates page, and if you scroll down, you'll see April 22nd. You'll see the various cities that Whole Foods is hosting the film. Boston, we're at the Fenway Regal, 6 p.m. You click on the link, and you can get your tickets.
Apple. Now, don't go away. I'm Carl from New Hampshire. That is the way we like presentations made on a Friday. Carl, can you comment on what Mary had to say, please?
Well, you know what? Mary seems like a very nice person.
She's very nice.
I'm not sure I put your paddles away just yet, though, Mary. if you want to call me after the show, I can give you a few tips on doing. You have to try to be a little more exuberant like me and frankly, not have so much information about the event.
Now, by the way, Carl, they're not called paddles. They are oars, by the way. They're not paddles.
Well, up here in New Hampshire, we call them paddles, but you can move a boat with them, too.
Now, Carl, don't go away because I don't know where you are this weekend. Again, applepushers.com. By the way, Mary has made literally some of the great movies I have seen. Go to 50eggs.com. You can check them all out. Applepushers.com. You find out how to get tickets for Sunday night, the Fenway Regal, applepushers.com. Mary, good luck with it. You're terrific.
Hey, thanks so much, Jim. Really appreciate it.
Great.
Carl from New Hampshire, thank you, too.
I wouldn't go
thanks,
that far.
Thanks, Mary. You got a B minus there.
No, thank you. Fine. Okay. Now she has actually accomplished something in her life, Carl. So where are you this weekend attempting to make something of your life, such as it is?
I've made a couple movies. I have been at the Headliners.
We call them videos, by the way. They're not movies.
Right. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Thank you.
I'm at Headliners Comedy Club in Manchester tomorrow night. Yes, I am. HeadlinersComedyClub.org or com or something.
.com. It's HeadlinersComedyClub.com. It's at the Radisson Hotel. That's actually a pretty good location.
It is a great location. That's where you guys do your big thing every 3 or 4 years.
So to speak, Carl from New Hampshire, we love you. We'll talk to you next Friday at 7:45.
All right.
Carl, thanks.